at the International Poultry Expo. I am speaking with Albert Van Dijk in the Novus booth here. Now, Albert, first of all, tell me what you do for Novus.
Well, I'm a market manager for poultry and swine products, and also I'm a product manager for organic acids and enzymes.
Well, we've talked already here a little bit about the U.S. market for poultry and what, how Novus is involved in helping producers. Tell us a little bit about the market that you operate in, kind of the state of the poultry industry, and then what are the things that Novus is offering to producers?
Okay, well, the European market, at least the markets where we are operate, it's the EU, and it's also Russia, Ukraine, it's Turkey, it's Middle East. So that's basically our market, and we run that from Brussels, where our head office is. Poultry is a challenging market at the moment. Production is not really growing in the EU. It's kind of growing at 1% per year level, not as much as in other areas of the world, but especially in some areas like Turkey, Ukraine and Russia, poultry is growing. In fact, Russia is now a net importer of eggs and of poultry meat, but they want to become self-sufficient, so they are supported by their governments to make their own production. Also Ukraine, they are historically an agricultural area with lots of grain production, so they have an excellent possibility to grow. But in the more traditional areas like France, Germany, Spain, where the main production of poultry is, it's a kind of stabilizing, and there are issues like animal welfare, the ban of antibiotics, product quality, which are the main items at the moment. And that's also where Novus can fit in. And one I forgot to say is high feed costs, which is a big problem at the moment.
So that's something we that the Europeans share with their American counterparts here, because high feed cost is very much an issue here. What can Novus offer that can help in terms of feed costs in addressing some of these other issues in the EU marketplace?
Yeah, we have several products that help our customers to cope with those problems. One of the main ways you can reduce feed cost is to reduce the feed conversion ratio. And that's where Novus fits in with some wonderful products. We have the Acidomix, which are organic acids. And we have proven in many experiments that organic acids, they improve the digestibility and thereby reduce the feed conversion ratio, which eventually saves out 5% or more of the feed costs. So in Europe, these organic acids are already used on a large scale in pig production first, but now also more and more in poultry production. And not only the lower feed cost is the main driver. Also, in 2006, all standard antibiotics were banned from the feed in the EU. So at that time, there was a need for alternatives, and organic acids like our Acidomix product, they really were the one alternative, and they are now used on a large scale. The other possibility to reduce feed cost is by using enzymes, and our Cibenza enzymes are especially fit for that. Our enzyme DP100 is a protease, which allows to reduce the crude protein and the amino acid content in the feed by 7 to even 10%, which really gives a substantial reduction of the feed cost. And especially now with high soybean meal prices, with some harvested in wheat that have gone wrong, in Europe, these types of products are very successful.
Well, I know that sustainability is a kind of a growing, not concern, but you know, the end user, the consumer out there, very concerned about. Novus has a real commitment to a sustainable environment, even starting at your world headquarters, I know. So how would you talk about that? Because I know this is probably a big issue in the EU too.
Yeah, sustainability is a main issue. especially in terms of reducing excretion of all kinds of minerals like phosphorus or nitrogen in the environment, but also some micro elements like copper and zinc. They can become really an issue on arable land when it's accumulating from the manure. And that's where Novus Mintrex OTMs, organic trace minerals, really fit in well, because they allow to reduce and replace the minerals to a lower level. And Mintrex has the advantage that the bioavailability is pretty high, so you really can reduce the level of copper and zinc in the diet, and the results of the animals will be the same or even better. So this will give a substantial reduction of the excretion of copper and zinc in the environment, and that is really an example of sustainability.
Well, just I guess lastly, I would ask, because of sort of the maturing of the poultry industry in Europe, although it is growing in some of your other areas you touch on, what do you see for the future? If you look down the road, are you feeling pretty optimistic for that market and it being very important to Novus?
Oh, sure. Europe is already one of the main markets for Novus, and it will only grow, I think. As I explained, Russia, the biggest country of the world, and Ukraine and also Turkey, these kinds of countries, they are growing and they have enormous potencies. And the mature markets we have, when issues are solved with animal welfare, I think there is a big opportunity for further growth, and which is, of course, a challenge and an opportunity for Novus.
Well, I want to thank you very much. That's Albert van Dijk. He is with Novus International, and here from the International Poultry Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.